It's time for the Little Known Black History Fact, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Nothing keeps friends and families refreshed like ice cold Coca-Cola. So pick some up today and give new meaning to holiday cheer. Coca-Cola, open happiness. Today is the anniversary of the National Association of Black Journalists, the largest organization representing journalists of color in the United States. The NABJ was founded on this day, 1975, Washington, D.C. On that day, 44 men and women in the field of journalism gathered at the Sheraton Park Hotel
for a party.
I've been to them. News anchors, player. Ain't nothing like a news anchor party.
Fine and smart. Yes, Lord.
And for that weekend, the NABJ, they supposed to be working because that's when, but they partied. So 44 men and women started in 1975. Today, the NABJ boasts a membership of 4,100.
Will Don Lemon be there?
Yeah, Don Lemon will be there.
Don't take pictures, Don. Okay, just go to the party, man.
Read more about the NABJ, the National Association of Black Journalists, on blackamericaweb.com. Beverly Johnson.
Oh, my gosh.
Supermodel.
She's the latest
history
name.
Maker. Is the latest to accuse Bill Cosby
of drugging her.
Yeah.
Not of the assault, but she got out of there. But
this was in his house, Sybil, right?
In his house.
His New York brownstone.
In his house. Yeah.
And what's the other lady, the one we say is crazy?
Janice Dickinson.
Janice Dickinson. I feel bad for her because they believe Beverly, but nobody believes.
Nobody believes Janice Dickinson.
Not right.
She's a little suspect.
There's 22. There's 22 now.
Right now.
But no one still believes.
Well, I mean, some people, but there's a lot of questions about Janice Dickinson. Her history is just a little suspect.
Yeah, but she's saying, I was just as fine as Beverly Johnson one day, and y'all don't believe me now. That's not right for y'all.
Just because I got all this work done.
I got all this crazy look on my face.
You don't want to believe her.
It's not just the work she's had done. She's had some crazy moments in her life.
But I believe her more than anybody. That's the one I believe. I believe all the ladies. I believe her, and I believe all of them. I believe them all.
And why do you believe her more than anyone?
She just seems so passionate when she speaks about it. And maybe that's the crazy involved. I don't know. Maybe it's a little crazy in there, but it's not looking good for Mr. Cosby at all.
Is Cam Newton going to play this weekend?
No.
He's not going to play?
No.
He's probably somewhere preaching because he got religion, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, you spin over three times in the truck, see if you don't get saved.
Was released from the hospital, and they have announced that because of these fractures in his back, he won't be playing this weekend. But he said, I'm on God's fantasy team. He said,
he'll be at the Potter's house this weekend, so that's what he thinks.
Two shows. Well, yeah, he can do
Cam
that.
Newton.
Yeah.
He has found religion. Yeah, he is.
He'll be on the sideline having a gospel show.
And you know, at the end where they get down and the players, you know, get down on their knee and pray and what have you, I bet you he'll be leading that prayer.
And it's going to be a long prayer, too.
Yeah, it's
going to
be
very long. Yeah.
He's going to replace that with the Superman?
He should.
Because it was the man upstairs that saved his life.
Yeah, that saved him, yeah.
Yeah, 16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.